Investor Brand Network, IBN, a multifaceted communications organization engaged in connecting public companies to the investment community, is pleased to announce the launch of the Stock to Me podcast as part of its sustained audio communications effort to provide specialized content distribution via widespread syndication channels. The following Stock to Me podcast is an Investor Brand Network audio production and may feature a client partner of IBN. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this podcast. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today is your host of the Stock to Me podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for taking time out of your day to join us here for the Stock to Me podcast. Today, we're joined by Trip Therapeutics Incorporated. They're traded on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the ticker symbol TRYP. And here in the States, on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TRYPF. And we're lucky enough to be joined by the chairman and CEO of Trip Therapeutics. That's Greg McKee. Greg, how are you today?
Hey, Stuart. I'm doing really, really well. Great to be here with you.
Great to be here with you as well. Hey, before we get deep into this interview, for those who aren't familiar with your company, let's get the business model and the markets you operate in. But listeners, I do want to point out at the Investor Brand Network, click on the Clients tab, and there is a deep dive into Trip Therapeutics. And of course, you can go to the company's website as well, and that's Trip Therapeutics, spelled T-R-Y-P, therapeutics.com, triptherapeutics.com. Greg, the call is yours. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Yeah, fantastic. Happy to. So Trip Therapeutics is an early stage drug development company. We are focused on a very specific class of chemistries or molecules, specifically in the psychedelic arena. And so we're developing one specific chemistry called psilocybin for a number of unique indications or disease states, specifically around chronic pain and eating disorders. So our business model is to develop these compounds to a certain stage where typically we get to what's called phase two data, at which time we will typically license the technology to a large pharmaceutical company or potentially transact on the company and sell the whole operation at some point when that data arrives. So that's, in a nutshell, kind of what we're doing here at Trip.
Well, very good. Now, listeners, again, at triptherapeutics.com, you can cruise over to leadership, and that will give you the executive team, the board of directors, as well as the scientific advisory board. But Greg, you're our guest today. We'd like to learn more about you and your background and what brought you to Trip Therapeutics.
For sure. Well, my first exposure to the psychedelic arena actually was not that long ago. I've been working in drug development now for about 25 plus years or so. I did have a background in finance before I got to the biotechnology industry. But post-graduate school at Wharton Business School, I joined a company called Genzyme up in Boston, and that led me to a number of different commercial, finance, and marketing roles in the industry. I ultimately got zeroed in on mid-stage, companies, mid and early stage companies in novel areas. I worked in gene therapy for a period of time, and I also was the CEO of another publicly traded company that was working in the immunotherapy space in oncology or cancer. So I've got deep drug development expertise and a deep interest in helping patients in a fundamental way. My exposure to this particular field, which I'm very excited about, in that it really does a number of different things. One, there's already a lot of history of psychedelics, meaning that there's a track record, there's a safety database, and there's also a lot of evidence of activity or efficacy or utility of these chemistries in patients with very severe diseases. My exposure was frankly here locally in Southern California. I live in La Jolla, which is obviously near San Diego, which is a very large military community. And a number of former Navy SEALs who I know all had significant TBIs, traumatic brain injuries, and also PTSD, and also dealt with bouts of depression. And many of them had used MDMA, 5-MeO-DMT, LSD, and other psychedelics to treat these therapies, typically kind of outside of the traditional medical setting. So when I ran into those individuals and sort of heard their stories, and heard of the positive effects of psychedelics, I got really excited about the potential of not necessarily this new class of compounds, but a new class of compounds that were really kind of reemerging in the more traditional pharmaceutical pathway. So that was kind of what brought me here. And I mean, I'm excited to leverage my extensive drug development and investment experience to Trip and build the company, which I expect will be a significant contributor to patients in the two areas that we're looking at, in chronic pain and in eating disorders.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the history of the company. The company was founded in 2019, as you pointed out, headquartered in San Diego, California, not far from UCSD. Lots of great work going on in the medical field there, right around the corner from you in La Jolla.
That's right. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and we're really pleased to be here in one of the major life sciences hubs, right, between Boston, San Francisco, and San Diego. Those are kind of the three hot spots, of course, as you can appreciate, I'm sure. Those listening probably appreciate as well. So very happy to be here. And absolutely, UC San Diego is quite a hotbed of activity in and of itself, you know, as one of the many, you know, UCs in the University of California higher education system. You're very pleased to, you know, be here, and very pleased to, you know, have the opportunity potentially to work with that institution as well as for developing Trip. But Trip's been around, as you said, since 2019. It's been a really interesting and very rapid start, primarily based around a number of different objectives. One, obviously, was, you know, kind of building the team and pulling together a significant group of individuals with deep drug development expertise. So we've got, you know, kind of six major individuals in the team right now, along with a series of external consultants and consulting firms and other service providers that we work with, as would a typical biotech company these days, right? Leading the charge on research is Jim Gilligan, PhD, our president and chief science officer, who's got 35 plus years of experience. We also, in his organization, have a VP of drug development, Pete Guzzo, who's got 25 plus years of experience in the drug development space. Larry Norder, who heads up our manufacturing work, which is really important for us in this particular field, which we can get into in a minute. And then Tom D'Orazio, who's our chief operating officer. So we've got a tight group of six individuals that are kind of core to the team right now. So building that team was really important starting in 2019. We also were able to take the company, you know, public just last year along the way, which is really important, both in terms of getting visibility and raising capital. And then I'd say that the third thing that we did was we built an external infrastructure of contract research organizations, contract manufacturing organizations, a scientific advisory board, a board of directors that's world-class, as well as other individuals and organizations that help support the overall drug development process. So we get to sit in this kind of catbird seat to drive this hub-and-spoke system that allows us to, in a really effective, efficient way to take this chemistry, you know, into clinical studies, and then, you know, hopefully through to a partnership or an acquisition by a big pharma company. So really interesting kind of start to the company, and we've been really excited with our progress to date.
Well, very good. You can read about that progress, the innovative drug pipeline, and everything about this company at the Investor Brand Network. And you're right, your team really is second to none. I'm looking at the scientific advisory board. I've looked through your executive team. It's going to take a strong team to navigate a year like 2020. Obviously, working amidst a global pandemic, an economic shutdown can send a ripple effect agnostic to whatever industry you might be in. In your company, tell us how you were able to navigate 2020 and any milestones achieved.
For sure. So 2020 was a really challenging year for a lot of us in many different ways, right? But it was also an incredible opportunity to learn how to work effectively remotely. Our team has been sort of built for this type of situation from the get-go. We don't reside in the same town at all. In fact, each of us lives in a different city in terms of those that are, you know, kind of core six members of the team, as I described, you know, before. We navigated this through a number of different, you know, major initiatives. So one was building the SAB, as I mentioned, you know, a moment ago. And spearheading that is a professor at Imperial College, Robin Carhart-Harris, who's one of the renowned experts in the use of psychedelics. Robin has been not only, you know, essentially de facto the head of our SAB, but he's also been a trusted advisor to us on many different matters as we've been looking to design our clinical studies. So, you know, having Robin, you know, on board of our SAB, you know, having, speaking of UC San Diego, Joel Castellanos, MD, who's there at UC San Diego, who's a leading expert in chronic pain, you know, having him on our SAB has been a significant kudo for us, an accomplishment in 2020. And running on our SAB is Rachel Verwick, PhD, who's a leading expert in the eating disorders arena, Bill Schmidt, who earned his credentials at UC San Francisco, and Derek Ott, MD, who's a leading psychiatrist at UCLA. So all those members of our SAB have been incredibly useful to us as we've been, you know, getting down to, frankly, the finer details of our clinical study. So that's been a significant effort. The other major part of our work last year was, frankly, building a number of very significant academic collaborations. We've announced our work with Jennifer Miller at University of Florida in the eating disorders arena, and we expect to be filing an IND very soon, which will enable us to start a phase 2A clinical study sometime later this year. So we've been very excited about that collaboration and our work with Jennifer and her team there. Behind the scenes, we haven't announced this yet, but we've got conversations ongoing with a very significant major university in the Midwest around a clinical study, again, a phase 2A study, again, with the same, you know, similar chemistry that we're working with now in psilocybin. This based in the Midwest, so that institution is working in the field of fibromyalgia, one of the significant indications in chronic pain. So we've been very excited about that work, and we expect to be able to announce and name that institution and name some of the individuals that we're working with there at that institution. It turns out that one of the leading experts in the field of fibromyalgia is based at this institution, and we're working directly with that individual, which we've been very excited and very, you know, frankly, grateful for. We also have conversations with a major university here in Southern California that's part of the UC system that's working in phantom limb pain syndrome, which we think is also another unique indication and potential application of psilocybin, as well as a deep conversation with another major academic institution in Northern California. Those two partnerships we expect to be able to also announce later this year. And each one of those allows us to do a number of things. One, it allows us to expand our expertise in these specific disease states where frankly, you know, we rely on the expertise of academics who see patients, who understands their specific issues, who understands, you know, the endpoints in these studies, you know, frankly, better than we do, and allows us to expand and have multiple shots on goal across multiple different academic institutions and, you know, potential future economic opportunities for the company. And then second of all, it allows us to get, you know, straight into phase 2A clinical studies because of all the history of use of psychedelics in the past and recent work, I'll call it, from the likes of Yale University and New York University, Johns Hopkins University, and others. There's a significant safety database that's available for this chemistry. There's also, you know, hints of activity and very strong scientific rationale in terms of why psychedelics will work in these other indications. So 2020 was a very productive year for us on those fronts, for sure. And we're very excited about the potential for the rest of this year as well.
Well, you beat me to it. That's where I'm going next. Greg, I want to hear about operationally and philosophically, really. In other words, what would you like to see your company achieve in the remainder of 2021?
You know, we're here fundamentally to help patients, right? I mean, that's why all of us work in the drug development, you know, industry. And we're also very interested in bringing new therapies to those patients. All these indications that we're working in, you know, specifically, you know, fibromyalgia, phantom limb syndrome, complex regional pain syndrome, tinnitus, cluster headache pain, and others, TMJ, et cetera. All these kind of subcategories of chronic pain are areas where there's significant unmet medical need, or in other words, situations where patients, frankly, aren't just properly served. And we know the new chemistries and new solutions need to be brought to the table. And there needs to be a broader set of tools that physicians can use to treat these patients. So we're very excited about that fundamentally, right? And we're very excited to be able to, you know, have the privilege, frankly, to work around chemistries that are pretty well known and characterized. But we also are excited about the opportunity, frankly, to improve upon what's done. So a large part of what we see and what we're excited about is that, so within this umbrella of helping patients in chronic pain and eating disorders, we see that there's probably utility of this chemistry, but we also see that there's great need to innovate around the specific dose, the specific route of administration, right? So you can imagine that, you know, drugs get delivered a lot of different ways. They get injected, you know, either they're oral pills, for example, or they can be injected subcutaneously. They can be an intramuscular injection. It can be an IV. It can be a nasal route of administration. It could be an inhaled route of administration. There's a lot of different ways, of course, to deliver drugs to the body. And up until this point, historically, psilocybin and most of the other chemistries in the psychedelic space have all been oral pills. And we know just fundamentally that there's a lot better ways to control the dose and to also control the experience that patients have in the dissociative state as they're trying to essentially enable the neuroplasticity of the brain to release some of the misfirings and misalignments that were there previously and then get realigned in a much more productive way, which is what we think kind of fundamentally psychedelics do. So we're very excited about the potential to innovate around the route of administration and control of dosing so that patients have the proper kind of experience in the dissociative state that ultimately then heals their particular illness. And so 2021, I think, is going to be, you know, a year for us where we really tee up these academic collaborations. We tee up these, you know, multiple phase 2B clinical studies. We anticipate having at least two phase 2A trials up and running this year, potentially more, based on the breadth of academic collaborations that we have kind of underway. And that will really set up an exciting 2021 where we will begin to potentially get evidence of activity or signals of efficacy in these patient populations for the first time. So this is going to be a terrific year for us as we kind of finish up the rest of 2021.
Exciting times. I'm so glad to be talking with Greg McKee, who is the chairman and CEO of Trip Therapeutics Incorporated, traded on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the ticker symbol TRYP, and here on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TRYPF. Greg, thanks so much for your time today. We expect great things from you and your company here in 2021 and well beyond, and we look forward to checking back in with you in a couple of months. Thanks, Greg.
Terrific. Yeah, thank you, Stuart. Really happy to be with you here today.
Absolutely. For Greg McKee, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
The following Stock to Me podcast was an Investor Brand Network audio production. IBN is a financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for corporate communications relations as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. IBN holds no shares of any company named on the IBN sites, brands, and/or podcasts. To be clear, all officers, directors, and independent contractors of Investor Brand Network hold zero positions in and do not trade or intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with the registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This podcast audio interview by Investor Brand Network is not intended to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.